Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me we have Natalie, who plays Brightforce.
Yeah, hello.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hi, everybody.
Rob, who plays Demon.
Hello.
And Art, who plays Samurai Crab.
Evening, everybody.
All right. I have a pretty easy question for everybody.
Uh-oh.
If,
42.
If, shut up. If you could, if your character could visit any of any country or any city in the world, where would they go? That they haven't already been. Any city in the world they haven't already been.
I just thought of something.
All right. I've got a couple of answers.
Apparently I have a dying need to go down to New Mexico City.
Mexico City. Yeah, you and me both.
Let's go around the table. Natalie, you're first.
Growing up, Luna and her family would take trips around the world. But one place her mother avoided like the plague, and that would be Mexico City.
Well, just Mexico in general, probably.
Yeah. The entire country of Mexico just avoided like the plague.
Latin America, never
went down there for some reason.
Brazil, sure, but Latin America, nope.
Hard no.
Well, you said that, I was just like, then, yeah, there you go.
I love it.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, in podcast, there's actually some reason why Rico needs to go to Mexico City as well, but that's another story. I was thinking of something else, though, and I was trying to come up with a good,
Is it a weeb answer?
No.
No?
No, it's a girlfriend answer.
Pottery?
Some kind of magical, city that has a history with magic.
London. London is like the epicenter of magic in the world.
Or Shangri-La.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a lot harder.
What is that? Yeah. What is that? Your mantra? No, that's a Wi-Fi password. Favorite line from that movie. But yeah, trip to London, and maybe a couple of other Nexus locations with Gwen.
Paris is a big one. London. Yep. I mean, magically speaking. As far as supers go, London is the number. Like, there are so many magical based supers coming out of London, and you guys would know that's because that's where Avalon was. Huh. The lost city of Camelot, Avalon. The remains of it are where London is. Londinium.
Okay. So
Wales, actually, but it's the closest city.
That would be Rico's choice. I mean, otherwise, he does have to go to Mexico City at some point.
And Cleopatra's Needle, is actually on the epicenter of the ley line, a convergence of ley lines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rob.
Mike!
I corrected myself immediately.
Wow, that's like the third time today you got that wrong.
It's not been good. It's not been my day.
No.
Today at work was kind of rough. I spent all day putting out fires. Rob. What's the city in the world that Demon wants to visit?
Deimos.
Deimos?
Deimos, yes. Deimos and Demon are the same person. Persona.
The voices in my head are telling me to go to Mexico City.
If everyone's answer is Mexico City, that is
great.
It'd be so funny.
Because apparently I'm still tasked to find the disciples of Boreal Johnson.
No, we made it not Boreal, it was Boreal.
I know. But references to another
game. At least
game.
It's...
Because Ethereal and Boreal, they have the same idea.
Mm-hmm. But along the same lines as Mike's answer, to exclude Mexico City, because that's everyone else's first choice, it seems.
Antarctica. You want to go back there, don't you?
He did specifically say somewhere you have not been.
Correct. Very clear.
Within one of the previous direct messages to you, I've mentioned a grand library of information. A lost city.
Yes.
That city is the one he wants to go to.
Atlantis.
Find it first.
Yeah. That was not part of the question.
Oh, that was my answer.
Atlantis.
It does exist.
Can find it, it's you.
Well, now that we got Mr. Water Breathing for us,
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No, you guys
can Can we go to Atlantis?
Oh, that was going to be my answer.
Oh, please.
Okay. Canonically, historically, it exists. It is lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know there is a single person in this world, at least one, who knows where it is.
Yep. And I know where to find her. Mike does, because Mike has information.
Correct. Mike has more information than everyone else.
No, you've mentioned her.
I did. A couple times.
Exactly.
A bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You don't know why she would know, but she... Well...
Yeah, you do.
And she old, y'all.
Yeah. Figure that part out. Just don't tell her to hear her face.
Professor Tenzi.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was going with the other one.
Amara?
Tara.
Oh, yeah, her ass definitely knows. 100%. you know what? She's probably... Tara's probably easier to talk to, because she's, like, right down the road.
Yeah, exactly.
She's never busy.
In any case...
Oh, she was definitely fighting the spiral.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's just swamping with a giant fist of earth. Stop moving.
And smothered. Smothered.
Exactly. Smothered. And every time she struck, one went down. Like, she was a force down there. She stayed away from the water. Not friends. All right. Art, and your answer is Atlantis, and...
We'll be in Atlantis.
Why?
Crab. That's all the answer you need.
No, actually, it's going to be more the along the lines of the water powers seem to stem from there, and it's just one of those places that mm-hmm. I seem to be drawn to.
Dope. Very, very cool. Who thinks they can do the fastest accurate recap?
You have to say accurate.
It's not Rob. He gives too much information. It was but I okay. one time. Good recap, but...
I healed everyone. We took damage. The end.
Hey, fast and accurate. You can't complain.
So,
now.
I think I'll take this one. So, the five different areas were being attacked in the city.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to go to the suck. I teleported the group.
Because no one else would go there.
Teleported the group to the top of the care hospital.
Care
came
sucks.
Down to the docks, pushed our way through a wall of fear. And then we killed the Fear Drake and its minions and ran into, I don't remember
Soulflower.
Soulflower. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Soulflower.
Not Spiritflower like you called them later on.
Yeah, that was wrong. It was definitely Soulflower.
I had the name in my head.
Flower. I like that one better.
But he doesn't actually make a corpse. He leaves them as a corpse. Well, they're not dead yet. They're just soulless.
Yeah.
Which is worse. Yeah. But yeah, he's definitely Soulflower. If you want to write down a name, Soulflower. And he is Fortunato Gentile's nephew. What's it like? Antonio. Like some generic ass Italian name. Unless someone's got a better name, but that's the name I'm going with so far.
Dipshit.
So, yeah. So, yep, we took out the
Michael.
Fear Drake.
He's used a lot.
And its minions and Soulflower, and that's. Pretty much where we left it.
Soulflower noped off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
After he got blighted.
that ruined his day.
He had 100
HP. It did.
He did not do well there. If you kept him above half, he would have stayed.
Could I have counterspelled his nope?
Yes.
You didn't get... Tell us.
You didn't tell him.
You just said he noped.
You
just
said, I can't counterspell. You said he went through the ground.
We would have.
I said, energy appears around his feet, which would have been your cue to...
Yeah. Well, you like to say stuff, and then it's like, no, it's not a spell, so you can't counterspell.
Yeah, you typically will tell us
energy appears around his feet. It's a power. It's not a spell.
Definitely would have countered.
But, in any case...
Do it now.
Next time, you gotta let somebody else go first.
Yeah. Oh, I just fucked his day up.
Yeah, but if we had gotten him down just a little bit,
yeah,
and then you did that. If I remember right, if you take him to zero, they just sort of
wilt and die. Yeah.
So, you guys,
we have a lesser deep drake
spines
body
corpse.
Yes.
I have an idea of what I want to do with it, but we also have other things we need to take care of.
Yes.
Actually, Jen, how's the situation around the city right now?
The only two locations that are under dire threat are the university and the archaeology.
Okay. Which one are we closer to?
You're like less than 2 miles from the university.
University, yeah.
Okay. To the library!
We'll take the university, but there's something here that I would like to deal with
personally. Can you send 8 free agents to pick up a package? A big package.
Tag it with an AR tag, and we'll send a drone to pick it up.
Sweet.
How big a drone do we need?
Massive. Big.
It's like 15 foot long, but it's really lanky, so it's not actually that. It doesn't look like it'd be that heavy. Bright Force could lift it, but I mean.
Well, the other thing is,
send us a Bright Force sized drone.
Hold on, wait a minute. I'm not. I'm not the donkey. I'm not your cargo.
No, I was
already
say.
Fucking carrying all of your motorcycles, and now you want me to carry more?
We're not sending you to carry it. We're sending a drone to pick it up, and we're using you as a unit of measure.
Fine.
And none of us have strength.
Because the other thing is, since we're on the docks, we could just kick it into the water. I could find it from there.
I suppose if that would do damage to it or would cause the
blood in the water contaminates it.
Oh, I forgot about the
it's noxious. It's nasty.
Okay.
Yeah. But we'll give it rough dimensions and size.
We'll send a class 2 drone to pick it up.
Sounds good.
You know, class 2 drone will be about the size of a
Bright Force?
A compact car. Like,
you know, a smart for two?
Yeah.
a baby blue smart for two?
Powder blue.
In any case, we need to get to the university.
Yeah, just get on your motorcycle and rip.
Yep.
All right, everyone, are we driving checks?
I volunteer to ride with somebody if this is a case out of flashbacks.
You can absolutely drive with somebody.
I'll drive with you.
Either one of those two. You can give him advantage if you want. Lean in the corners for him.
I rolled a natural 20. Maybe he comes with me.
That's fine. Do you want to do that?
13 total.
I rolled a 7 plus 10 for 17.
I rolled
the DC was 15.
Yeah.
I rolled a 7 plus 6.
So he starts to fall again, and the nat 20 just kind of scoops him.
Aww. How much damage would you have taken? Okay, wait. You hit, like, the same car. This is the other side.
And we see him go flying again.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
And then Bright Force just, like, hold on. And she boosts herself off and goes, nope. And then shags her down. You're going to ride with me, and your bike just trails behind. And actually, no, I'm sorry. It's smart enough. It sees you ride something else. It turns into a sidecar.
No, I wouldn't have failed this if I was still my blood hunter form.
I want you to know that
by
she is.
Two I missed by. When the I sidecar, had the for it.
When the sidecar appears, I am holding him by the scruff of his neck, and I just drop him in.
That's really good.
This is very humiliating.
No, you pronounced hilarious wrong.
Oh, that was really good.
Anyone else below 15 or no?
I rolled a 19.
Plus 8, 13, you got 32. What kind of stunts are you doing?
Well, can I use the wall climbing on the armor to help me along?
Absolutely.
Oh my
That's
god.
That's like a busting ball. And you thought the monk?
Not up, but like he could like.
Just, you know.
If he needs to take a really sharp corner, he could like hide it and then use a sticky to like stop, and then you take a really sharp corner and then he could be riding on the wall.
I'm thinking like the Batmobile grappling hook turns. Oof.
You could take a turn at 100 miles an hour. It would be uncomfortable and you'd have to roll for it. But you could do it.
Yep.
You shouldn't, but you could. Actually, underwater you go 128 miles an hour. You or 120 miles an hour. You're used to the high intensity turns.
Hurts.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. At 120 miles an hour, how high in the air would he go if he launched out? No, seriously.
He's a surface to air crab.
You can keep yourself at that shadowy ball thing. You definitely hit it at that speed.
Oh my god.
Full speed, bitches, and you just fucking a Dor-El comes out of it, the glowing silver and blue.
Guess what?
Haste.
You would turn him into a missile. No shit.
What is? What was the line? I am the drill that will pierce the heavens.
Literally, what's happening?
Gurren Lagann?
Yeah.
I haven't seen all of it, but I've seen part. We've seen parts of it.
What one?
Gurren Lagann.
Okay.
We didn't love it, but I remember that line. But yeah, so you guys head to the college, and you see that there are turrets popped out on like most of the buildings that you know you should have seen them before.
Those are new.
But then you look and like it's like a gargoyle, but an energy turret pops out of the mouth.
I approach very cautiously if I can, but I'm still in a vehicle. So.
You have
I have flashbacks from the last set of turrets we fought.
No, your badges, your cape licenses. You hear Jen. Each of you hear Jen say, "Designated friendly," and it's
IFF tag.
IFF confirmed. Friendly's approach.
Yes.
Ooh.
Identify friend or foe. IFF. Yeah.
Your friend foe codes came out good. So you just see like.
Oh, no crab rangoon this time?
What?
No Swiss crab?
No, I did not put holes in the crab this time. Not yet. So you see surrounding the library five disgusting looking, very big. Gray-skinned, very... How big are they? Let me get us an actual number. Oh, they're like, gray-skinned women with black cloaks on. And they all look almost identical, like, except for, like, very small variations in the clothing. And they are chanting at the thing. And you see ward after ward popping up on the library, like it's being defended by something. And they're just hurling magic at it, like, bolts of energy at it, like... Really nasty.
Well, we're in this tight formation, and we see this. Can I use an action? It's a defensive tool, not an offensive.
Let me roll their perception first. They're not particularly good at it, but I will roll it to see if they notice.
And they're also in a chant, having a moment.
It's going to be one of their moments.
Catch a ride.
Okay, one of them will see what. Well, they rolled very poorly. 19 perception. What, 15 plus 4? And they are actually, you'll learn that they are linked. So they all their eyes turn, but what are you going to try and do?
Twilight Sanctuary?
I'll let you have that.
Yeah. That's why I said it's a defensive tool.
If you're going to be offensive, they will turn.
Yeah.
And
so we all get temporary hit points.
D6 plus level, right?
Yep. D6 plus 10.
Thank you, temp HP, man.
Don't forget to tip your healer.
Always.
Toss a coin to your healer.
I saved your life. I picked you up.
Really?
You fell out of your motorcycle.
Wow.
No,
thank you.
Much
appreciated. All right. I'm going to do this nicely and not have them all go on the same initiative.
Fun.
The reason being,
they're linked.
It's really bad if they go on the same initiative for you.
Yeah.
Because they will all do the same spell, and eventually you will fail.
Yeah.
AKA, I know what my fifth level spell is. I'm going to use.
Same.
Except there's five of them.
Yeah, it's a defensive tool.
All right. So I've got A through E, or 1 through 5, whichever you prefer.
Hold on.
I mean, honestly,
I only made 1 through 4 on tags.
How about I just give you numbers?
I've also got an extra tag.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, that's right.
The
R.
No, weasel. All right.
No, the R you call.
I rolled a 2 plus 2 for 4.
Wow. That was some average ass roll. Oh, wow. The last one hit and knocked 2 of the dice into higher numbers. I have a 20. 2 19s, an 11, and a 9.
I'm not going to put them all together, just 3 of them.
The dice did what the dice did.
I'm at 14.
You're plus 7?
I rolled a 7.
I've not had a good day of initiative.
All right.
I'm at 21.
That's good for you.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the...
So I rolled a 2 and a 20, so 19.
And I'm assuming the...
My 19 is better than your 19.
Yeah. I rolled a natural 20.
Did you get a 20? Mm. You go first.
If you want.
I'll keep it because he already wrote down 19.
No, I can change that.
He just goes, hold on. He just moves it. You don't have to write the number. You just move it.
Yeah, I'm still writing it down so I know where everybody is and I can arrange it. I'm not going to, like, okay, what did this guy get again?
Oh, I got you.
So, does Bright Force want to go first?
Sure. I'm so sorry.
Don't be.
No. All I wanted is to go before them.
Bright Force.
Is to beat them up. Oh.
Daemon. Daemon. Enemy one.
And you heard what the two things I rolled was?
Samurai.
I rolled a 2, and I rolled a 20.
and you're going to notice that the area around them is ice.
Cool. 14. Uh-oh. That does not sound cool.
It's literally cool.
It's literally ice cold.
All right.
I'm good with that.
No, because your ice is not going to do as much damage.
Oh, that's true.
In any case... Do we get
I'm not gonna tell him.
Do we get surprise round?
The one saw me, they all saw me.
Did anybody roll stealth? If no one's there rolled stealth, the answer is
I mean, don't we shouldn't we just try?
You can try. My best is a 19.
I roll at plus 2. I used to have a good stealth.
Nope.
Instead of rolling stealth, you can roll your vehicle roll.
It's the same and nope.
Nope.
We're not good at this.
We're not stealthing. If one of us fails, we all fail.
No.
All right. Top of the order.
Bright Force.
Am I close enough to run up and hit one of them?
You're on your motorcycle still. You could, like, just...
You can crash your motorcycle in the wall, though, if you want.
I remove his sidecar.
Oh, you just tell it to detach?
Yeah. And then I ride up on them. And then take out my sword smack.
So I'm going to give you an option. Would you like, I'll let you use your motorcycle and drive, you would like a drive-by, which means you'll get one slash on a d4 of them.
Yes!
Or
yes.
I'll give you advantage on the first swing on one of them. But then you'll be stuck in
place. I want to do a drive-by with a d4.
Okay, so you're going to roll a d4.
Okay.
And that's how many you hit.
Correct.
Now you can re-roll ones and twos.
It's a multiplier.
I rolled 4.
Yeah, you can drive by and get 4 of them.
Yes.
You will not be able to do that next round. They'll be aware of it.
But that's so cool,
explicitly
though.
Because you went first.
Hey.
10 plus 10. I know, smite.
Is this one hit versus all of them?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Third level.
Waste these fuckers.
If you're hitting all of them with one attack.
There's a 20 hit.
Yes, it does. Do they have shield? No, they don't. That's a sad thing.
They're probably warlock-based.
So you guys are saying third level?
You gonna fuck up somebody's
How's
head.
My yes, Paul? Okay. Warlock-based
so
casters.
So what do I add to that? I have my 4d6, and I'm using a third level.
I would add 48.
46 and 48. And they are not undead.
Aw. But are they fiends?
Nope. Hey.
They're hags, Mike.
Now, ones and twos.
Oh, yeah.
Roll.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my toes are hot. That's nice.
I see a 6.
I see 2 ones. Uh-oh. And then the rest are 5s and 6s and 1 4.
Sweet.
An 8 and a 1. Oh, well. But
Hey. There's still an 8.
Exactly. Oops. 1.
Now there's like I gotta do a bunch of math now.
Oh, yeah. It's fine.
But they're all taking this.
Mm-hmm. That's what matters.
You just cranked on them.
Well, I fully intended this fight to be pretty short. It's gonna be short but brutal.
Yeah. Well.
They're just gonna turn around and blast y'all.
Well, they all basically go at the same time.
3 of them.
And the first 2. Hey, the next up is Daemon, then 2 of them,
then samurai, then three of them, then me. Yeah.
They all take 46.
They're all dead.
Something.
46 the Mahe.
I picture her like holding the hilt of the blade across the handles and just.
I was thinking one handed, and then I take it out and I just.
You go mailboxing.
I imagine her standing on the seat.
Oh.
Just like going like setting out like a bunter, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining me still on the site.
Oh no! I detect you.
I know, but me holding the car still while you do this. Because you're holding a 280 weapon.
Could
I?
AI did it.
Aw, man.
Why did I fail with my AI?
Can I still have him attached and then he's for flavor and he's holding on to the wheel as I'm, yeah.
He's steering while you're just...
annihilating. Oh. That's awesome.
Give me a driving set.
AI.
Shit.
No. It's just for flavor.
It's gonna linger well.
You might get the fifth one.
That's what I'm saying.
Roll.
Please, well. Do well.
What'd you get?
My driving rolls have been horrible. Every time I roll, it's been four or less.
What'd you get this time?
Four.
Four or less.
You did not get the last
damn
one.
Damn it.
I was going to have you swerved it. We could get the next one.
Ah.
The last one.
So it's a total of a 10.
No, it was 15 was the DC. It's not a high DC.
So... that might be worth an inspiration.
What we did? Damage? What we did?
Yeah.
That's up to you, man.
I will use my inspiration for you.
Oh, okay.
Get that extra hit.
I just need to roll average.
Please.
You know what? Not you.
Yeah, roll. Use some.
You know, you've crit for me. Yeah, natural 20 on one of them.
What have you done for me lately?
17.
Yes. Plus. You swore to get the last one.
All right, they all took 46.
Yeah.
And there's just this chain reaction of bright, sparkly lights as you hit
ting,
all
ting,
of them.
Ting,
hey,
ting.
Hey, my turn.
Eradicator starts to glow.
Ooh.
You don't know why.
Oh, is it like, does it feel nice?
Yeah, it feels warm in your hands.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Pleasantly.
Mm.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Okay.
You were
Damon.
Zoning out.
Hey, you want to do the drive-by for me now?
Oh, we switch, and now I'm driving, and he's going to drive
no,
by.
They're aware. They're not going to let
this
happen.
It worked once.
Yep.
Do I get inspiration for that, though? Because that was pretty awesome.
He gave you the idea. He gave you the move, and that you could do it, and then you hit five of them in one hit.
Well, I asked him if I could do a drive-by.
You did 230 damage. Shut up and sit down.
take the
calm
win.
Calm down.
There. Take the win.
All right, fine.
All right,
you rocked that.
Oh my gosh.
So this encounter seems more like a Zerg Rush kind of fight. So. Mm-hmm. By the way, roll d6. If you roll better than your previous one, replace it.
Yay.
I did.
Now, I will use my fifth level spell slot to cast Circle of Power, giving us advantage.
How long does it take to cast?
Action.
What's it do?
30-foot sphere. All allies have advantage on saving throws.
Okay. So, currently that's you two. Just FYI.
She's still moving about, but...
That took her movement to do that. She is.
I saw my movement, and we're attached.
She is at the end, and you are not the driver.
I have my.
You are the steerer, not the driver. There's a difference.
Yeah, I can't like.
No, you use all your movement to get that.
He could
pull
do
off
room.
Something awesome.
He could do room.
No, room. I'm informing you that's not happening.
Detach him. Damn it.
But you two will get it.
But right. I will. Try to convince her to circle back to the group because that was the point of my Twilight Sanctuary to keep us defensive.
Understand.
I'm too excited. I'm too excited about that.
You guys,
awesome.
You
can't wait for the group to regroup.
Correct. You two will have it right now. Who's next?
Bonus action.
Bonus action.
Still him.
Healing
yep.
word?
I'm also still injured.
Wait a minute. Don't I? Hit twice or
did it trigger
no?
my
oh,
no,
wait,
no,
I
you, you hit five times.
Guys, I just
how many more times do you want to hit?
That would have been really cool if I just did it all in one shot, is all.
How far away from the other two am I?
60 feet. No, more than way more than that. They're going so fast. They're effectively you're going 100 foot around on the bikes, but you know that
already casted the spell.
Also, you guys are gonna. You're gonna have to ditch your bikes because it's going all wobbly because it's on ice. You guys, you're using momentum. You're gonna have to ditch it now, or you're gonna crash. You can't control it. You're using your momentum, but now you're trying to turn, and your wheel's not doing what it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
I will give you the free to like basically bail.
Bonus action bail.
But it will.
No, it's, yeah. Bonus action to bail.
My bike won't be destroyed.
No, it's
okay.
No, it's just, it turns itself into a, it just goes into this double bag form. And just slides off the ice.
I attempt to take both of us out as my bonus action.
That's cool.
And I'm using myself as the shield from the ground.
Okay, so I'm going to roll 2d6. Of it's a d6 of cold, d6 of bludgeoning. You resist neither of those? I don't think so.
No. But
wow, I can't roll dice. Okay, dice, you can stay on there for a minute. Or we'll grab it. 8 damage as you slide on the ice and you're catching a little frost burst.
Oh, on top of the road rage.
Yeah.
Road rage.
Yeah.
But my temporary hit points absorb all that, and then I get a reroll.
Yeah.
Hence why I didn't write down the damage.
It was 2d6. I could not.
I had 12 points.
I could not do more than you had for temp HP.
Yeah. I replace it with 16.
Cool.
Max it out.
Next.
Them.
All right, cool.
Two of them.
Yes. They are going to turn. I'm going to say those are the two on the end by you guys for ease of use. And they're going to look at you, and then they're going to hold out their hands in a cone. And I need two con saves from the pair of you.
The pair of who? You keep saying
two pairs.
Oh, sorry. The pair of Bright Force and Demon are being pointed at by two of these gray beings.
Hey, we have advantage. Is this magical?
Oh, absolutely a spell.
Roll with advantage.
I have. Yep, Natalie, roll with advantage. Twilight is it which system, which save?
Con.
So plus 13 at advantage.
Nice.
Nice as ice.
Okay, I will.
I think I saved.
That one.
I'm a fucking hot man.
I think I also saved, but I'm waiting.
The DC is. Why are they not leaving? Why is it not labeled? 15.
I made that my if I roll at disadvantage.
Okay. I made both.
Okay. Oh wait. They're in a coven. Add 3 to that. So it's a 17.
I still make it.
Okay. I still make it even at disadvantage.
Okay. Well, their DCs go up because of it. Their damage doesn't, but their.
Did you want to make it go up again? Because I still would make it.
Don't tempt the DM with a good time.
Roll that salt. Rub that salt in a little harder.
31 cold. Twice. You want me to roll? Want me to roll them separately? I will.
No.
So 31 twice. But we save for half,
so
or save 15,
for none. So take 31. Take 30.
30. So take 14.
No.
16 temps.
31 twice.
Yeah, I got 16 temps. I'm just doing.
Okay.
He's just doing math.
Yeah. I was like, no.
Yes.
Okay.
He knows what he's doing.
Sometimes. And what's next?
Samurai.
Okay.
Can I?
That would have been way smarter. I made a dumb move there, but I already did it.
I'm going to go ahead and do a shrapnel blast.
Cool.
They're together.
So
you'll get.
So.
Okay, you're going to get at least 3. Well, pick a number to do 12.
6.
You get 3. And they rolled an 11 and he called 6.
So they need to make dex saves.
Oh, they're real good at that. I'm guessing you're making the middle 3 because that's in my head. That's what you're doing.
Yep.
Good, they're plus 3. Oh, 15? 8 plus dex. Or con, sorry.
9, dex, 17. 4, 9, yeah, so 17.
Alright, so one of them made it.
What? You get a reroll ones and twos, right?
No.
No, no, that's me.
No, your ones become twos.
Yeah.
32. So this one takes 32. Ow. This one's going to take 16. And this one's going to take 32.
And 10 body.
Yes.
There. They look hurt, but not like... I mean, the two of them like, took full looks like they're jacked up. Blood streaming down their faces. Next.
Them.
Good.
Three.
Where do you end your movement? Because you have to get off your bike. It's just too much
ice. Are you near us?
No, I'm going to stick near...
Okay. So you're separated. Two blasts of a cone of cold at you two, and then they're going to put up an ice wall to block you guys off. They don't know you can go over it, but they're going to do it to try and block you off.
Can I counterspell the ice wall?
Absolutely. What level spell are you using?
Arcana. Would I know what... If I roll Arcana, would I be able to figure it out?
Mm-hmm. You spend some time with Gwen. Also, you have that gained knowledge of Arcana from that item.
Reroll that, because that was horribly cocked. That is a 15 plus 4 for 19.
You would get a fifth level spell.
I don't have that.
So use a third.
Exactly. And roll. And roll.
You already know what it... You've identified the spell. You know what it is.
Yeah, okay.
It's Wall of Ice.
So, we can just go over it.
You got your jumps. He got his fly.
Yeah.
You don't care. They don't know you don't care.
Jump is an action, though.
I also have teleporting.
You have it at will, so I assume you have it on.
Okay.
I assume you have it always on. That's because it's
okay.
I mean, I have the spell. I don't have the ability.
It's part of boom.
It was not. It's part of grenade. Or fireworks.
You can still easily go around it or just shoot over it. You got line sentry.
Just shoot to the other side of it.
You're right. It is part of fireworks.
Oh. Yeah. That's why I needed the spell.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so...
Or he just lifts you over.
Or something.
Okay.
So what do we got?
Con saves a DC 17.
This is a spell, right?
Correct.
I'll take that advantage.
You said 17?
Correct.
Even up.
Well, you're not immune to cold damage, Shark?
I am.
But you don't
Did
take
it
damage.
Hit me?
Paul? It's a cone of cold.
You could take cold damage with cone of cold.
I am...
You're resistant or immune?
Resistant.
I asked if you're immune.
Oh, no, I'm not immune. I'm resistant.
You're not immune.
Stop resisting us.
Stop resisting.
It's 43 cold.
Oof.
Twice.
Oof.
Do I...
So, 43.
Do I take that?
Yes.
Okay.
43 twice goes down. It's 42.
So, 21 twice is 42.
So, since I'm resistant, I take a quarter?
Correct. So 42 would be 21.
21 becomes 20.
Oh, sorry. 43 becomes 21 becomes 10. So you take 20.
So I take 20, yeah.
And you're resistant to all... Not yet.
Not yet, because you wouldn't give us the level.
Nope. Earn it!
We have! More
also,
than...
Also, you need a long rest to get your level.
You didn't make us do
and
that
before. And
you don't
let us...
We haven't taken a rest yet.
Yeah, we've been fighting quite a bit, Paul.
burn those resources. All right. Next.
Me.
Yeah.
All right, let's check this out. So, Wall of Ice is opaque?
Yeah,
or?
Opaque.
All right. But I can assume they're in the same spot they were, right?
No. I mean, also, like, you have
Hey, to, they haven't moved yet.
Fireballs have to traverse. Same with thunderballs.
Yes, but he knows where it is. He can lob it over.
It goes in a straight... It actually says it travels from your finger in a straight line. It's very descriptive. In every version of Fireball I've ever read. Art's just nodding.
I
yeah,
think
like,
so.
Yeah, we know how Fireball works. You can't have an obstructed line of sight. It's to a point you can see. Now, I would let you do it into like, a cloud, because the cloud's not going to set it off, but a wall will blow up.
Yeah. A bright streak flashes from your pointing figure to a point you choose within range.
Yep. It's a little bead. Mm-hmm. There were rules in other editions for like shooting it through arrow slits and stuff. That was a cool thing. When you actually pulled it off, you're like, I'm a god!
Go away. Well, that's nice. I apparently rolled Firebolt on my
character sheet.
On my character sheet with a nat 20, so.
Try and burn. Yeah, you.
No, he accidentally touched it.
I touched it, but it works. It would be a plan. Just try and blast it.
Oh, yeah, you blew out a 10-foot chunk with that.
Can I see through that now?
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you
Did you quicken the Firebolt?
I don't have quicken.
Not till next level.
And I won't have quicken next level.
Yeah, you do. Meta magic.
Yeah, I get a meta magic.
He won't be picking quicken, even though it's good.
I have careful and subtle. The other thing that's really good to have would be twin.
I used twin before.
I've overcast before.
Gotcha.
Like I've never twin cast.
Okay.
So, that's it for my action.
There's a big old hole.
You can see him now.
So, Bright Force.
Come on, Smite Force.
There are two relatively healthy-looking ones, two real sad-looking ones, and one pretty sad-looking one.
I go for a sad one.
There's one pretty close to you.
Okay. And I'm going to smack it with my sword. 14 plus 10? 24?
Yep.
Then 1, 2, 3, 4... I reroll ones and twos. And I didn't do any better with that. Can I take it back? I rolled two twos and then I had to reroll them and I rolled a two and a one. Can I reroll it?
You still have one use of lucky left. You've been telling us.
Not on damage.
Oh, I thought that was on d20s.
No. So what was your damage total? You rolled 46 still. Plus 6.
16.
It dies.
Good.
Now roll the second attack.
No, I'll go
for it. Your sword glows a little brighter.
Ooh. Oop. 10 plus 10.
It's. Is this the next sad one or like?
Yeah, might as well go for the sad
one. The next sad one.
You'll provoke an attack opportunity if you do that, but you will be able to get to him.
You have shield, you're good.
24.
Answer my question. Did you take the attack opportunity?
Yes.
I'm going to roll the hit. It won't hit me, but I'll try. I miss.
Good. And one of their reactions is burnt. That's important.
All right, and what was the damage on this next one? Is it more than 13?
24.
Damage?
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Okay, it's very dead.
It sure glows a little brighter. The black crackling blade.
Can I roll anything to kind of understand what's happening?
So your blade was like blackish stone, like stone almost.
Mm-hmm.
It was metallic stone. Like mm-hmm. It almost looks like it's... If you look really close, roll power with your charisma.
That's plus 7.
Or I guess you can roll, yeah, charisma or con, whichever is better.
14 plus 7.
It's like you're purifying the blade with this particular monster. You should be doing your best to kill as many of them yourself as possible.
Guys!
All right, Voltron the Paladin, let's
Guys.
Go.
I have nothing above.
Let me kill more.
And you notice when you killed them, you like sucked something out of them into the blade. It's Eradicator. It is eradicating them and absorbing them. You realize it's never done that before. It's very particular against these things.
Do I know what they are?
Yeah, I know what they are now.
I figured it out pretty quick once he
said a word.
Well, you said a specific word that kind of gave it away, but yeah.
Natalie doesn't know what that word is.
Honestly, I didn't.
I've been thinking that we've been fighting a banshee, and I assume that it does not. No. No, I'm getting nose.
Banshee would be an undead.
Huh?
Banshee would have been an undead.
Yeah.
Isn't right down what they're called? It's the one that starts with a B. That's the type.
A banshee.
B-H-E-U-R.
What the heck?
I said that a long time ago.
Burr hags. Hmm. The ice hag.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're...
I literally...
Hag was exactly what I...
Coven.
Yeah.
You said coven, and it's just like, oh, okay.
Technically, there's still a coven with three.
Uh-huh.
Not for long.
Nope.
Nope.
I got nothing to boost Voltron with. So I'm just going to weaken one. Damn so it. You get the finishing blow.
Thank you. There you go.
Who's next?
Damon.
Demlin.
What's the most healthiest looking one looking like?
There's two. The two on the ends are looking mildly healthy. There's one pretty close to you.
And is that still within 30 feet of Bright Force?
Yeah.
All right, I like this idea. But instead...
Actually, it'd be like 40 feet away from Bright Force, but...
I'm just... Instead of actually... I'm still saying 30 feet of her. I will just double Luminous Blast.
Okay.
Because I don't want to steal the kill.
Thunder.
Thunder.
Feel the thunder. Lightning. Thunder. Will a 16 hit?
No.
Will a 26 hit?
Uh-huh.
So I hit one hit. That's a D8.
I know. As soon as I picked it up, that's another D8.
You were complaining about not being able to find your D8s. Now you
take 15 radiant.
Yeah, it looks about the same as the damage one now. Okay. Next.
There you go.
Which ones died? One, two, three, four, or
two
five?
Two and four died.
All right, so one is up.
One is the one that just got whacked, so it's going to turn to Demon and...
The lemon.
You saw my post.
Kite around and then Cone of Cold and hit those two. Again.
Again, you have to specify this is an audio medium.
Yes, turn around and Cone of Cold, the two that are closest to them. So that would be Demon and Bright Force. And it looks like it doesn't care about hitting its ally with Cone of Cold because they happen to be immune to cold damage. So I need con saves from the two of you. Just the one.
I'm so not in 10 feet from there.
And, yeah. And, three. Three is on the next initiative, right?
Correct. After Krabby.
I'm just rolling one.
Yep.
You have advantage on the saving throw.
Okay. Well. Not even... Okay. I'm keeping that one.
What was the DC?
17.
Mm-hmm. It could have changed with the difference of the coven.
No. Numbers.
Coven requires minimum.
I fail one, pass the other.
There's only one you need to roll.
Oh. I rolled that advanced, so I'm good. I didn't know it was two attacks.
It's the one.
So, yeah, I thought it was two attacks.
I'm 10, very, 20, I'm very good.
33. So it takes 16 each year.
Oof.
You said 16.
Cold damage.
Okay.
All right, next.
Crab.
So which ones are not?
The one in the far left is looking pretty okay. The one in the middle is looking the worst. The one on the right is... You can't see the one on the left or the right. You can see the one in the middle because there's a big old hole.
How far away is it?
You can get to it. Irrelevant distance.
Because you can fly over it.
Well, yeah.
Or you just go through the hole you made in the center.
Yeah, I'm going to go through the hole, and once I'm within 30 feet, I'll use my bonus action.
Bloop. Or you just teleport through the hole so it doesn't slow you down.
This can Cone of Cold three times a day each.
I don't like that.
23
hits.
And they're you said they
you're
were
immune to cold,
cold,
so don't even bother rolling it.
Boy, that makes it sad.
It does.
A D8 plus 6 now, right?
No.
It is a D8 plus 5.
Eight.
You're right, that is sad for you. Still alive. If I could take two more, those would be totally fine.
I'm going to swing again.
Kick its ass.
18.
Hits.
For another 8 points of damage.
I could take another one.
Now he has to roll it with a D6.
You can't kill it. Unless you crit.
Don't threaten him with a good time.
Hey, that looks like a crit.
No.
Fail.
It's a 3.
I ain't gonna do it.
Wait, you don't have expanded ranges on your fails?
Don't kill them. Apparently I have to.
Apparently, Bright Force needs to kill them.
I'm probably not doing a whole heck of a lot to these things. I could sit there and wail on them all day and they'll probably beat the hell out of me.
3. That's him. The one who got hit.
Yeah.
Glares at you. And then it can't get both of you. It can't get all of you in one blast. So it's going to get you. It's going to get Samurai Crab and Bright Force. Because Demon isn't killing them. And you're right next to it. So I need con saves from Bright Force and Samurai Crab.
How does it know I'm not trying to kill it?
Because you didn't hit it hard enough.
Spell, right?
Yes.
I could be tapped. I cast a fifth level spell.
I understand. But they know that she's dangerous.
Huh? I rolled 2 17s.
Nice.
All right, you don't need my power circle.
I do, but I'm not really in range.
31.
You're not rolling.
I rolled 17 plus 7 for 24.
Take 15. You made the fantastic save. Take 7. Because you're resistant to cold damage.
Next. You said 14, sorry? Yes.
5.
You said 15.
15. Yeah, so that's a military one. 5. It's going to get everyone but Blastar. Con saves.
Does it?
Gosh, I'm
cold. This is the Cone of Cold fight?
Yeah.
Oh
my gosh, what was it? 13. It was 13 plus 7 for 20.
13 plus 7 for 20?
Yeah.
You make it. I need,
11 plus what?
That was 12 of 26, so I'm good.
Yeah.
And no, that 11 was my concentration check.
Yeah.
This is
17 plus 10.
43 points, or 21 if you made the save.
And 10 for...
10 if you made an resistant. 21 damage. How hurt is Brightforce looking? She's just kind of frosty right now.
53 for out of 113.
Yeah.
I'm
you only have 113?
I'm looking a little bit cold.
You're just chilling over there.
I'm just chilling.
Like a villain.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to support you next round.
So is she an ice queen?
Has she been ice creamed?
In any case.
Right. Anywho.
All right.
Is she slowly becoming winter?
No.
Bright Force wants to take them all out. The one I can see looks to be pretty...
Oh, is jacked up.
Can I move, change the angle from my... and target a different one?
Yeah, because you're still on your bike, you're far enough out, you can kite around. And you can get to see the one on the left side, you know... Oh, your people can tell you, the one on the left side looks the least damaged.
All right, then I will hit that one with a firebolt. Fuck it.
It's very resistant, but not immune.
Nope.
Not resistant to fire damage?
Nope.
All right, and my spell attack bonus is...
Plus 10?
Plus 10, so that is a 24 to hit.
Hits.
Yes.
2d10?
2d10. We'll grab my spellcaster dice. They're potion bottles. And, well, that sucks. 10 points of fire damage.
There, it's hurt. No, still looking fine, though. Still better than the other two.
Yeah.
From the angle. And you had to ditch your bike to get there, so you are now where you are.
Yep.
Next.
Next up is Bright Force.
Well, what did your firebolt look like? I don't know if I ever asked.
Fire.
Is it like a...
Blast of flame?
Kind of like an explosion at the end?
Sure.
I don't know, I just never asked you to describe it.
Because it was a firebolt, it never needed a description before.
I don't know.
I've been using it since day one. And
I forgot to ask. Next.
Bright Force. It's me. I run up to the closest one, and I hit it.
Okay, that's the one that's really hurt.
Okay.
Kick its ass.
10 plus 10 for 20?
Yeah, hits. I think your minimum damage... No. You'd need to roll at least 2 10. Twos.
Her minimum damage is 10, but with the reroll...
It has 13 HP.
Oh.
24 damage?
That'll kill it.
Okay, and then I go up to the other one?
You know you need to smite to kill this next one.
Okay.
If you want it.
11 plus 10 for 21?
You hit.
Okay.
So which one died?
3.
I almost want to do a first level smite since I have all 4.
Do it.
Okay.
All right, and then how many do I add?
Two
D8s.
2d8s. 2d8, 46 real ones, plus 6.
Those helpful for you?
A little. It's more than having to write everybody's name down.
Yep.
And then, so that, 29.
You sure?
Sure it's not 30?
It's 30. It's 30.
I mean, her sword is getting upgraded, right?
Yeah.
You could give it a buff if you really want to. Right at the end.
If I'm like one or two, yes. If it's like three, okay, then
20. Okay, call it running D12.
We'll see if you get lucky.
Three.
Yeah. It actually... Wait, can
I ask what you... What
so, it's sharp. If you rolled a 16, 7 like everyone else does, you would have got...
I was like 3, 4, 3, 3.
A little shard of crystal erupts from it and pierces right through its head.
Yes.
And it dies. It's going to try and womp you, but it's
one or
fail.
Five.
One.
All right.
It's going to try and whack you on the way down. It will fail because it's a plus four to hit.
Oh, well, I...
Oh, look. I failed.
Hold on. You even failed to make it into the dice 18 chamber.
18 doesn't hit you?
No. You're...
No.
Good. I didn't think so.
Damon. Damon.
There's one left.
Healing word.
Me.
Natalie.
How? Cool.
And you're sort of glowing stupid bright right now. It looks like you're right at the edge.
I'm also going to opt to teleport on top of her.
Okay.
Okay.
Heal 16.
Okay.
Then, where's my D8s?
You always ask this question.
I do want everyone to know that with plus 16, my HP is now 69. I just wanted wanted everyone to know.
It's the obligatory nice.
Heal 23 more points.
Oh, wow.
Healbot says, no dying on my watch. Next.
Crab.
Man, do.
Am I still next to the...
You can get next to it. It's not okay. Far. You can't kill it unless you crit twice. No, I'm sorry.
Is 13, it
13 and 11? You can't kill. Yes, you could theoretically kill it with maximum damage.
Do it.
All right. So I'm gonna.
Here with a good time.
I'm gonna go ahead and misty step to it.
With it has advantage.
Yeah, that's an advantage. 16.
Miss.
And it's definitely not.
Oh, you don't have a plus weapon.
I have a magic weapon, but it's not plussed.
I don't have a plus weapon.
Oh.
I don't have a plus weapon.
Yes, you do.
I got a crit. A plus
weapon. You crit?
I crit.
So 8 plus whatever you rolled.
Plus 5, so 13.
Plus then plus your stat.
8 plus the damage you rolled.
Oh, 8.
You managed dice.
13, then, 18.
18 points total? Wait.
He rolled a 5, plus a 5 for his dex, plus 8 for the die. 18.
So
18. Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It's looking sad at you. Unless you crit again, you can't kill
him.
Nope. It's all you.
It goes to it now.
It goes...
One is not a coven, I say to it.
Ash language, and...
What's it saying?
It's in Orin, which is primordial. Oh, you speak primordial.
I speak primordial. I have comprehend language up.
It roars out. The unsealed court will hear about this.
Huh.
Ooh.
Hey, prepare a counterspell.
Okay.
And she claps her hands.
Counterspell.
That would be a relevant thing.
And
you don't have a spell slot high enough to counter it for free, so roll the dice.
And I add my spell attack? Or?
No, just spell casting modifier, so 5.
Alright.
Should have been the charmer. So, anyone have an inspiration?
Yes, and I'll use it. I rolled a 3.
Natalie should get Mage Slayer.
She should. Alright, so... 10 plus 5 for 15.
DC was 18.
Do we have any more inspirations?
Can I use Lucky?
No.
Please?
No, but I'll give you my last inspiration.
I mean, if you want.
We're trying to make sure.
I gave him my inspiration.
Well, fuck you.
Is that a one now?
I haven't rolled above like
10.
Yeah,
Natalie,
you need a 13. You have it.
Yeah,
Natalie, you got a any more inspirations left?
No. I think I burned the table. All right, so she said the unsealing court will hear about this.
Attack of opportunity.
No. Can I hit it? Is it trying to go away?
No, it summons a giant cloud appears above, and I need everyone within 50 feet of it, so that's everybody.
Not me.
Oh, you're not.
You're slinging firebolts.
60 feet away?
Yeah.
Everyone within 50 feet of it to make me a dexterity saving throw.
At advantage.
Yes.
Hooray! Guess who I just moved on top of? You get a plus 3.
It helps.
18 plus 3, 21.
I like it. DC's only 14, it doesn't have its coven.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I make 14? It. Yeah, I make that. I don't even need her bonus for this.
Then get off me!
Okay, you don't want the healing?
I want the healing.
It is 42 points of piercing damage.
Holy shit.
Half if you fail, if you made it.
Half if 21? You failed. Wait, what?
So 21?
21 if you made it. As a giant shard of ice falls from the sky and explodes on her extended staff.
Okay.
And it shatters out. And she looks and says, "You're still alive!"
Yeah,
yeah, so I didn't even get hit by that.
And then she points at you.
Oh. And does it again.
And waits for her next turn.
And make me... I need to roll an attack roll against you.
Against him?
Yeah, she gets two actions. Reaction?
She's the last of her coven. She's an attack. She's gonna miss. She's a plus, like, 6 to this. I... should talk shit about my dice more often.
Yeah?
Does a 25 hit you?
Unfortunately.
Shield.
I used my reaction.
Counterspell, yeah.
It's just 38. Or 9 cold. Which I think is your temp HP. So.
No, I already lost that.
And he hasn't been back in range to regain it.
Alright, that's her turn. She's looking fucked up.
Yeah, I'm going to hit her with a firebolt.
The odds of you killing her are low.
I know.
You're like, that's what I'm hoping for.
I want to see what the sword does.
Mm-hmm, we all do.
Well, I hit, definitely. And I did 17 points of fire damage.
You sure it's 17?
No. Oh, that was a 3, so 10. A 0 and 3 are right next to each other.
Then it is looking very bad. Would have killed it.
It looks very bad.
It is at 4 HP.
Well, Bright Force.
Tell us.
Smite Force.
Kick its fucking ass.
Just gotta hit it.
3 plus 10.
To hit? You miss.
Yeah, hit it again.
Wait, don't you have a lucky?
I do.
Also, she gets a second swing.
I know, but save we want to kill this thing. Right?
You can always lucky the next one if she misses.
True. 14 plus 10.
That'll hit.
Good, it dies. It's 4 HP. It died.
I was so close to having max damage, though.
She just really wanted to see what
six,
it did.
6, 6, and then a 5, and then another 6.
Alright, so your sword glows brilliantly, and it goes from a dark blackish gray to being the color of diamonds. Yeah. It looks like it's made out of diamonds now. And it has, it's slightly cold to the touch.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Natalie, you are going to gain the muscle power set at rank 2.
Ooh.
Your strength will increase by 2 right now. And your weapon, you're going to, as you feel the cold surge into your weapons, it runs into your veins, and you feel like your blood's a little colder than it was a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
As if you've absorbed the power of these hags.
Yeah.
and you absorb part of the unsealing cord into yourself, which kind of touches on your more fey side, and you just feel like you are hulked out. Your weapon senses that,
yeah.
And you want as you watch, the blade grows, and you kind of hold it a little different, like a little wider stance, and it grows an extra 5 feet longer, and it widens out to be it looks like a Buster sword now.
My God.
And you can wield it. You feel like you can do fucking sword tricks with this thing, and you're so strong now. Mm. Abilities you get: Ogre's Might. You can neutralize weapons. Fastball. Throw anything or anyone. Strength score times level as an action. So you could
throw demon.
You could.
I was gonna pick up one of you and just be like on my shoulder.
And you could literally throw them. So your 10th level.
Yeah.
Your strength is 22.
Yeah.
You could throw them 220 feet as an action. Yeet. and you can lift an extra 1,000 pounds, and you get expertise in athletics.
Oh.
Which she already has.
No, she has proficiency, so she gains expertise. Because you gain expertise. But it's the only thing they get, so I assume you get expertise.
Of the stat power sets give expertise, except for the one that I have.
Because it doesn't have one.
Yeah.
There are no stats based on con.
There are no skills based on con.
So you get proficiency in con saves, right?
No.
It was supposed to be in there.
I got it for the other one.
No, it was supposed to be in there.
Yeah, but I already had it for...
Then you make an expertise in con. Saves. It's not a thing that the game lets you do, but
just give yourself a +4.
So puny weapons, you can wield medium and two-handed weapons in one hand without imposing disadvantage. Your strength goes up by 2, so you now have 22 strength. You can add that to your sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Click on strength and you can modify it.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you can.
I'll take care of it later.
I got.
And then never out of ammo. All weapons now have the throw and missile quality, so you can just pick your sword up and throw it. You get the distinct impression your sword would come back if you threw it.
Oh, really?
You have a ranged attack now.
Yes.
And it would, like, boomerang back. You could do it again. You can effectively throw your weapon 20 feet at regular, or you can throw it really fucking far and disadvantage, and it'll come back. If you break the 20 feet, though, it will you only get one throw.
Yeah.
And then...
That's why you make it your second throw.
One minute per day, you can add your level to your strength for a minute.
So
you're at a 22.
I'd be at 32.
And then you can use your channel divinity to make that a 42.
It just adds 10 to your check.
Oh, adds 10 to your check. So mm-hmm. you go from a 32, which is what, plus 11?
Your athletics
plus up. Athletics, which is expertise. So, yeah, you're starting at like a 28 on your athletics without rolling. You're going to beat the crap out of El Combustion.
And then next level, you'll gain an extra 2 strength.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to exceed your normal movement while jumping.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really fucking far. Because 6 times... Oh, no, D&D doesn't... You don't add. So it'll be 5 times your jump. So 5 times 24. 100. You can jump 120 feet in an action.
Always.
At all win. That's your movement mode.
Anytime you
want.
You are El Combustion.
You move at 120 miles an hour when you're doing that.
Well, whenever I'm jumping, I now have to use fireworks and make it like El Combustion.
If you want, that's totally cool. Yeah, and you can use that to help direct yourself.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you now have the muscle power set.
Yeah.
At rank 2.
Fun.
I think all your power sets are rank 2, right?
I think so.
No.
No.
She's both one.
Her other ones are rank 1 until she gets the feat.
Yeah. Which won't affect this one. Which
is level 12.
Which won't affect this one.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, so you've got that. Okay. And then, yeah, you go and your sword, you just, this thing, it feels right. When you put it on your back, it shrinks down to be the regular size so it's easy to carry.
Yeah.
As soon as it touches your hands in order to swing, it just and grows Buster sword sized.
If you want.
There are times where you don't want.
Yeah, it feels your intent. It will always do that damage because it just weighs that much. But yeah. It can gain the reach or not gain the reach based on if you need it or not.
Right.
She really doesn't need reach when she can move 120 hexes or 120 feet.
She's trying to attack over somebody.
Hey, damn it, go flat. Oh, no.
Someone's going to be like, I can't reach there. Gobble, really? Gobble.
You move like lightning. You can keep up with El Combustion movement-wise.
fuckers.
Hey, that's my dick.
Hey, you could have taken the strength power set too.
No.
Not if you kept it tough.
I know. He had the choice.
All right, so that was you see the runes on the library tighten up, and then the as you watch metal doors come down. They would obviously have been jammed by the ice. And as you watch, like, runes light up on the metal, I mean, everywhere. It's like a freaking Christmas tree on this thing, you know? You hear Jen say, Professor Tenzi says thank you.
You're welcome.
Well.
Happy to help.
Thank you.
Onward.
What else is still
you needed? Hear, stop by for a suit adjustment. She has a gift for you.
Now or later?
After the event. Duh.
Duh.
That was Jen, not Tenzi.
Yes. Jen's got attitude.
So
love it.
I'm gonna use some healing spells. Yeah. I gotta use some healing spells now.
What else is still needed, Jen? Where else is there still trouble?
Archie Zeus has isolated the last remaining attacker, but to defend the arcology, he's been unable to damage it.
All right.
It is a single being.
Do we have any information?
To quote Zeus, ow, that hurt.
Huh. So probably not lightning.
That would be correct.
It was a 4.
All right. So to the arcology?
Mm-hmm.
How far away is the arcology?
It is from here, it's 8 or 9 miles. 7 or 8 miles.
On our bikes at 100 miles an hour or 120 by the or Super
honestly,
Leap.
She could literally carry you faster than your bikes could go at this point.
Yes, but can she carry all three of us?
Yes. She can. Her thing is, I can lift it, an additional 1,000
no,
pounds.
No, I get that, but how do you justify
we
I'm
hold
carrying
her.
Yeah.
Nanobots? She makes a harness to jump with you guys.
I convince her nanobots.
Oh, you can teleport.
Teleport.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see the spire from here.
All right.
No, I purposely put Rico on my shoulder, and we jump.
Thanks. I was trying to avoid this.
No, I got it. I'm currently healing myself right now, and y'all get one last round of sanctuary.
Okay. Art, you continue roll healing yourself. It's fine. Art, if you would roll. What would geography be?
Survival.
History
or survival, I can see either.
Pick whichever one. Yeah, unless you have navigator's tools or something like that, in which case you'll get it for free.
I don't have navigator's tools.
Or cartographer's tools.
I mean, I have urchin, but...
But you're not him.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I hate this.
This is demeaning.
I thought I was over this when Grandpa, saw I could fly. No, I just get grabbed and manhandled into freaking jumping again. By my younger sister, no less.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Do I hear him saying
this? In your head.
It's all mental and you're all hearing this.
It's like you're not intentionally broadcasting it, but it's just happening. Because
yeah. What was it? The 10-foot radius? When it's an emotional thing, it just doesn't filter out. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd probably be survival.
Roll it.
Four plus two.
You know, you don't have the lay of the land well enough, and you're not from here, so
right.
It kind of makes sense.
Yep.
If you've been from here, we can give you a hint. Mm-hmm. You control power to go. It's much shorter than last time, so the DC isn't as high. The DC was 20 last time, in case you're curious.
These two are jumped off?
Or? Yeah.
Honestly, he'll get there way faster than you. Like, dramatically faster than you.
Yeah, I was waiting for him to heal up while they took off.
So you're gonna try and time it with them.
Yeah.
Cool.
I am now out of my healing power set of heals.
I had a feeling.
Heard that 13, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Got a 10.
right, so you are going to...
I can't guide him. Guidance him.
You could have guidance him, dude. You have done that?
Yeah.
Okay. 11. So, I will subtract that. Okay. You make it.
Oh.
But instead of being on the platform, you're 80 feet above. You would have been 100 feet above. You're 80 feet above it.
Shit. Oops. Shit. Oh, wait. He can fly.
I can fly.
Is it still dark out?
No, it's light enough. It's after dawn, so it's bright out. Okay. It's super bright out.
Catch me!
I will. I assume he just hit you with a hand already, just in case. Oh, yeah. You know?
But no, it's all of a sudden.
No, I grab him. I put him on my other shoulder.
Okay. Muscles just grabs him out of the air.
Well, I figured it was the all of a sudden thing. Now it was in the sky nickname. To distract, and I dropped.
Holy shit. All right. Roll initiative.
All right.
You look and you see the entire body, the entire surface of the building is conducting an incredible amount of electricity. And Zeus is sitting on top. He's like, "Stop that thing! It keeps throwing some kind of magic. I haven't learned to stop it. Ow, ow." He is like channeling an immense amount of electricity right now.
I rolled a 16 plus 2 for 18.
Alright, I should roll my initiative tabby. Oh, fuck me. It's 16. Plus 0. I have a 2! It's gonna die before I get to turn.
17.
I go on 4.
So, I got a 2, and its minions got a negative 1.
I know that life.
A negative 1.
I know that life.
No, I rolled a 1 and I got a minus 2.
Yeah. I know that life.
That's the second lowest initiative I've ever seen. The 1 was a negative 3, a negative 2, and it was on Dimension 20. It was Chris Napoli's with her minus 3 dexterity. To 4.
Alright, so what are we looking at?
You see floating in the air in front of about 30 feet from Zeus is a black knight.
Oh.
Like, yay. Radiating evil. Like, I mean, you know, evil is a concept. No. This dude is...
evil.
That's evil. There's not really a question. And flying behind it are 5 of these smoking, ashy, dead things? They look like zombies, but they're like there's like ash falling off of them.
Okay.
Almost like they're ash zombies.
Huh. And it's flying.
Yeah, it looks like it's being buoyed up by it's. Oh no, it has a spectral steed underneath it, but it is a spec. It doesn't look like it's a combatant. Who's the top of the order?
That would be me.
Oh, I'm not good. Okay. Uh huh.
All right. He is going to have to make a Constitution save.
Is it... what kind of damage is it?
Thunder.
Okay. I'll make a Constitution save. I wish I was better at that.
18.
20... oh, I rolled advantage. 23.
Hey, Natalie. You're a bitch.
Hey, turn. I want you to say, bonus action, I convert my... whatchamacallit? My channel divinity?
To a third level slot.
To a second level slot?
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah. Mm-hmm.
31 thunder damage.
I will take 15.
You're a bitch.
You said last time. That was rude.
I am not a nice person.
31, so 15.
Is this anything like the Black Knight that we were talking about in the previous couple sessions ago?
What do you mean?
The leader of the corporate crusaders?
No, but... he doesn't look anything like him, but he is just jet black armor with red flames coming out of his eyes. Like, he is evil.
I mean, they both are, but... okay.
One is corporate evil. This is I am the incarnate of evil.
All right. Crabman.
Crabman do.
All right.
Drop me close to him.
He's flying. Like 100 feet in the air off the
platform. I can throw you.
You guys are like 20 foot below.
I need to get close to him.
I can throw you. I'll throw you.
Well, I will. Luckily, you go right before he does.
Yes!
So you're currently flying at it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I will...
I throw him.
Fly up to him, get within 30 feet, and do the bonus action, the Misty step.
Yeah, pour on the damage.
I like that pour on damage. That's a crit.
That's not good for me.
45? Or, I'm sorry. Is he... Do I have to worry about the...
He takes 45.
Okay.
Yay!
Yay!
Yeah, that's not good for me.
Do it again.
Quarter of his HP.
Oh, swing again at him.
Exactly a quarter of his HP, actually.
Got a 17 this time. 10, 17, 22.
I didn't like you still.
Ah, oh, she's gonna miss with a 10. Or no, 12.
What was the hit with the last one?
17 plus 9, okay. So yeah, 26.
Okay. All right. One less, I could have blocked it. All right. Who's next?
Bright Force.
Oh man, it's gonna die before I get a turn. Mm-hmm.
You need it.
I'm gonna do the thing that you said to do.
She bonus action
converts her thing into, yeah, okay. Converts her channel divinity into a spell, second level spell slot.
And here's the wind up.
I like to imagine she's just spinning like a fucking top as she comes at me.
Can we teamwork this hit?
Oh my god, yes.
17 teamwork plus
divine blast.
What do I add?
Huh?
It's my plus 10, right?
Or no, it's plus 11, no.
Do I count as a two-handed weapon for her?
If she would hit him with you?
17 plus 11, then?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hey, Paul?
And then
28 hits, yeah. Oh, no.
Hey, Paul? I do want her to hit me with her.
It's... Okay, well, it's not your turn.
I know.
Is it still my 46?
40,
what?
No.
It's 66 now.
It goes up.
And you reroll ones, twos, and threes.
Ones and twos.
Anything three or less. Less than
oh
three?
Oh my god.
Are you going to smite?
Yes.
Yes.
You know that fresh second level slot I told you to get?
Yeah.
Do you have any thirds left or no?
I don't have any more thirds, but I do have my second.
And she did use her pearl to get a third back before, but she used it again.
Yep.
Add an extra D8. So it's...
You're going to add...
It's 68.
Four, six,
66.
48. You're going to fuck his day up.
I don't know. I literally don't think it's going to be a turn.
It's not.
No, really. Like,
wait, ready? Ready, everyone?
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Fuck it up. So does it seem like it's taking extra damage from Radiant?
No.
Okay.
It is undead, so it's taking extra D8.
But not vulnerable.
Correct.
48. But then my plus is still plus 6.
7.
It's now plus 7. So what did I say? 46 plus...
48 plus 7?
Yeah.
No, 48 plus 8. No, not you're 6 strength 7, so 48, 55.
Nice.
She has another swing.
Yes, she does.
Oh.
Well, technically, she. Are you flying or are you jumping?
Okay, she's going to swing twice and jump, so does she.
Okay. Natural 20.
Roll 6d6. do you have another smite?
Yes.
Oh my
I could
God.
Definitely do another second
level.
I'm
going to throw a first level smite at it. I don't think a second is necessary.
Okay. Oh. And that's 2d8?
No, 3.
3d8?
Because it's a... Okay, so roll the damage, then someone else... So 36 plus 3d8 is... 24.
Holy shit.
80? No. 60. Okay, it already died.
Yeah.
It has 43
HP. You just wrecked its fucking ass.
So I'll tell you what it was. It was a fucking Death Knight. Yeah. To see our 17 creature. I rolled a goddamn 2 in initiative.
Yeah. We still have his minions to take care of.
No! No! Ani crit. She can as Ani crit with this weapon. She can unleash a cone
of radiant. Fuck you!
Doing the base damage that she rolled for the weapon.
I rolled 48, by the way.
It's a crit. She's not a crit fisher. So you eviscerated those undead like it didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Not the smite damage, just the base damage. But it's still 66 plus 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boosh! As you just cut these ash zombies in half, and they're just...
Aren't they ash zombies with the ash symbol at the start?
No, because they're not heathens.
Okay. As you say to the most religious party member.
A literal cleric.
What do you say, or what does Zeus say when this happens?
What does Brightforce say?
Fuck.
One-liner?
Come on.
What's your one-liner?
I don't even remember what it was.
That's mine.
I thought you said she could borrow it because she's your sister.
When we were facing off against Boomsane, it was the, yo, use this.
You just got eradicated, bitch.
I like it.
You could just say you got eradicated.
Yeah, you got eradicated, bitch.
Yeah, I really wish they hadn't made me fire you guys. and as a little like cloud appears underneath you to catch you.
Oh. I would have been fine.
He doesn't know that yet.
Oh no, he knows he would have been fine. It was tough, but it was just the fact that it was pounding him with magic that trying to blow up his building. The building's pretty tough, but that thing was going to just start launching doom balls at it, you know? And he was just basically deflecting that.
Can't believe we got a natural 20 on that last hit.
I know, right? Well, your damage would have killed it anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Awesome. The raw crit damage. Your dice didn't even touch it because it was already dead.
3 HP left.
Oh, wow. HP.
And your crit damage was 60. Minimum. You wrecked his asshole.
Yeah. I was really proud of that.
He could have parried to get a 26 armor class. She beat it. I was like, I'll just block. Fucking crit. Nope, never mind.
Guess I can't block that.
By the way, guess who had 200 points saved up?
Oh. He would have thrown a 10d6 at it. 10d8 at it. 10d10.
10d10 plus d8 if I could get close.
That's why he was saying she should swing me at it.
Mm-hmm.
She's way better off than what she did.
But I'm a two-handed weapon. I'm a melee weapon, so she can smite with me.
And you're already smiting.
That would have been funny. You would have taken the damage she dealt, but it would have been worth it.
I healed myself up to 94 hit points, and I still have my death ward on.
Bam! Hold on. Paladin's gonna hit you with a cleric. What?
A motherfucker with another motherfucker.
That's exactly what happens. And he's like, he says, okay, all cards on the table? He says, thank you.
Holy fuck.
I know you guys live here and all, but still, thank you. I mean, I could have protected the building all day, but it would have destroyed everything in the region. And you look around and there's like other buildings nearby. Like, there's not a lot of buildings nearby, but like the stadium that's on top, fucked. The pool fucked. He's like, I could only do so much. And like, I did everything I could, but all my power was being used defensively.
Well, we're glad we could help. Is there anything else going on, Jen?
I'm glad you asked, Blastar. It looks like there's one last thing happening. It's down at the lakefront.
Where we just were?
No,
we're the big lake, Mike.
It's a big lake.
It's down at detention.
Oh.
Fuck.
Oh, they're not done with that yet?
No. Oh, no. There's still a battle going on above. This is at Lauder level.
Oh.
Breakout.
Worse.
Break in?
No. Correction. Not worse, but different and bad at the same time.
Mm.
The lake is standing up.
What?
Water elemental controlling the entire lake?
Okay.
I don't recommend swimming in that yet. Fishman Will?
Let's re-up that water breathing.
It's only 10 minutes. The water's dying.
No, I'm sorry. It's like surrounding detention is a giant water elemental, or a being made out of water.
All right.
It's punching detention.
Oh.
Well, let's get there.
Let's hurry.
Do we have anyone that can cross the? Oh, right.
I put you on my shoulder, and then I put him on my shoulder, and we go.
I mean, you're as aware of this as we are. Do you want to join us?
He says, "I'm tapped." He says, "I can do this though." Would you like me to get you there?
Yeah.
Yes, please. He just touches you, and you appear, and you.
I thought he couldn't teleport.
No, he can't cross dimensions.
Oh.
Yeah,
He is a massive teleporter.
He's just not good at it.
No, because of the potion that he.
But he can teleport you easy. He says, "I can get you there." He says, "Remind me, I owe you a favor."
Hey, we got three people
right
now.
What's it, Bright Force?
Ooh! Yeah!
And he snaps his fingers, and you guys disappear. And a tenth of a second later, you are standing on top of the dome of detention, and there's an enormous water elemental standing above.
About to punch us!
Uh-huh.
And with that, everyone...
And with that...
Yep.
Fuck. It's time to end.
I can't spell horse.
We really appreciate you listening. We hope you enjoyed yourself. If you did, join us on our Discord. It's free to join, and we talk with fans like you guys all the time. Assuming it's, we really appreciate your support, and if you really like us, check out the Patreon link in the description. It helps out a lot.
Good night, everybody.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Have a good evening, everybody.